ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to this in the podcast world and it's just our audio, welcome to the TC Talks podcast. Whoop. I did mean to have an applause sound effect for that very moment, but unfortunately it's gone awry. Also, if you're watching this live on Twitch, back on our Twitch channel, welcome in. And let me introduce the people that we've got for your ears today. So as always, it wouldn't be Stu on the mic without the other Stu over that side. Stu, say hello.
Hey, hello. We're back. We're live.
We are.
It's nice being back.
It's weird though, don't you think?
It's very weird as well.
And also coming in from the airwaves, unfortunately he's had some laptop issues, which is why you can't see his face right now. But we have not Stu or Dan, as he should be known, coming to us via
by satellite.
Yeah, coming at us by satellite. Dan, say hello to the ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, and all is well from the space station.
Absolutely. He is up on the TC space station. Scorpio is in the house. Waves. Everybody wave. Wave to Scorpio.
Hey, Scorpio.
I am waving.
Yes, but he's just John Cena right now. You can't see him.
You can't see me. So this Pretzel Rocks thing is going to do people's heads in because it seems to be posting which title it is. I mean, it's that, absolutely fine. Yeah. Which is cool. At least people will be able to know.
Yeah.
Which is good. But guys, welcome in. Happy New Year and all that kind of jazz. It is November. November? Flipping hell.
Wow.
already counting years away. It is January the 5th.
5 days in.
5 days in. 5 days into the new year. How are you both?
That's not bad at all.
Yeah.
It's been all right so far. I'm hoping to move soon. That'd be nice, but who knows?
Well, this is it. I'm hoping that the sound and everything should be nice and level this time, with a nice little bit of music in the background as well. So Scorpio, if you are still there, let us know how it sounds, and hopefully we've got the levels pretty bang on. Oh, Stream Elements now is telling everybody that we're live, which is nice of it.
Well, it is.
I still haven't added my alert box. You know. Music is a little low, but it's okay. Well, I can up the music a touch for you. I didn't want it too loud as to encroach on our volumes. Actually, yeah, it's fine, right? Okay. Do you know what? Before we do anything, I am going to add our alert box. Turn it down. Here he comes. Here he comes. What a mongrel.
We need some mods on Twitch.
We do. Well, I'm sure Prophet might be in at some point
to
lay the smack down on his ignorant ass as it comes. So, guys, we've got a little bit of a structure for you tonight. We're just going to take you through everything and what have you, what's been going on in each of our lives up until now. We're then going to cover a few bits of gaming news and what have you. Then we're going to talk about some reviews. Now, obviously, we'll get onto it later, but it's been a little bit quiet on the website, but that's due to change. And then, obviously, we'll go on to our feature, which, as the title suggests, is all about PC versus console, which, you know, is a hot topic. So, without further ado, let's start our first little subject, really, which is welcome, guys. So what has been going on in your lives? Obviously, we know Stu is dying to move house.
Yes, because I would have my own.
Yes, but aside from that, what's been going on? What have you been playing? What have you been general what's been going on?
I've been mainly playing Red Dead Online, actually.
Red Dead
be my main one, just online as well. It's so relaxing. Like, I can spend hours just riding a horse. It's really bizarre, but it's really fun. I really do enjoy it. Really fun.
A bit of Red Dead.
Yeah. I mean, it's the first time I've ever played it because it's the first time I've come to PC.
Well, so, that's actually very true.
And me being just PC, we'll get onto that later. But yeah, it's been interesting.
Okay, and Dan, tell us what you've been up to.
So gaming wise, for me, I suppose it's been quite bleak. Not having my high powered, really reliable laptop. So it's luckily I got a Switch for Christmas. My kind mother got me the Switch. She also got me Pokemon Sword as well. So I've been grinding through that.
I like
it. Yeah, which is actually pretty good. It kind of takes you back to the older days with the new Pokemon.
Right.
I have to admit, I have no idea what the Pokemon are. I just collecting them.
I'm exactly the same. You know, I was talking to somebody who had been playing Pokemon Sword and Shield, and I was like, you know, is there a Squirtle? And they're like, no. And I'm like, how can you not have a Pokemon game without Squirtle? And they were like, yeah, but there's like Charizard. And I'm like, I don't care. There's no Squirtle.
Yeah, I literally don't recognize any of them. I've picked up a sheep. I picked up a Machop yesterday. I think that's about it.
Were you in Wales?
I was nearby.
He wouldn't be picking up a sheep, would he?
I should have called in, Stu, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's disgraceful.
That's fine, I know. Yeah.
But let's catch up on the chat quickly. So, Kim Scorpio has said he's the same Red Dead Online, just going around hunting is a lot of fun.
Hunting's fun. It's really grim skinning animals, though. Like, really grim. It's quite brutal, but it's fun. Skin some animals, do some bounties. Now you can do some moonshine running. You know, that's pretty cool.
Moonshine. Got a little bit of moonshine. So, ABev Gaming in the chat, Carl, has called Dan a Monomies boy. He's also said there's more hair on Stu's shoulders than his head.
I think so. I really do. It's quite long, actually.
It's not bad. And he's just been playing Modern Warfare. Do you know what? I have to admit, I've been heavily back into my PC gaming. I've hardly turned on my PlayStation. And Modern Warfare has taken over my life.
It does look really good.
It's just good fun. It's just, you don't take things too seriously and what have you, and you know, it's just easy kind of easy gaming, really. And the bants are great. I love the banter. I used to play Call of Duty.
Group of you were together, you get some really good going, can't you?
The problem was is I used to play Call of Duty on the on like the consoles, and obviously PlayStation and Xbox, you can have a chat party in there, which takes the banter away from the game, because you're just talking in like your six little people and you can't hear those people that are talking over in the game chat. Whereas now, obviously, with it being cross-platform as well, even if like me and Carl, for example, we're playing it, we can talk in Discord or in TeamSpeak or whatever, but you can still talk in game, so you still get that game lobby banter that you used to get, you know, like with people insulting you and calling you a camper and stuff like that.
Yeah, I've never experienced that being a PC. Oh,
you get it so much on the PC. Honestly, it's brilliant.
I literally, first thing I do for most games, knock off voice chat. Is it a text chat? No. Well, I'm only doing emotes then. So
you have to have lobby chat.
Yeah, perhaps I should dabble in it one day.
It's so much fun. It really is. It's just hilarious. You know, which is good. It's but aside from that, bit of Jedi Fallen Order to do the review. Because I was the boss. Wow. family friendly, Carl. Family friendly. Says it in the tags. But yeah, aside from Modern Warfare, I haven't really been playing a massive amount of games.
Probably sucked in a lot of hours into Modern Warfare anyway.
Well, yeah, I mean, I just checked my time playing the game the other day, and I've already clocked up like one day, 10 hours, something like that.
Nice.
No, so I have been diving into it, but it's great fun, you know, and that's what you want. That's what you want from a game.
Yeah,
it's just a game to be able to play, you know, just to have fun with. So guys, once again, if you're listening on the podcast anywhere, welcome in. That's just a little bit of information about what we've been up to and the like. But you know, this wouldn't be a podcast if we didn't move on to some other bits and pieces. So I think next on the agenda is gaming news, isn't it?
Gaming news, general gaming news, general things have been happening over Christmas, maybe a little bit before Christmas actually.
Yeah, so Stu is our in-house on the field news reporter type gentleman. I guess you could call him a gentleman, I don't know.
I think he's gentle.
Well, I mean, from experience, he is a gentle man.
Yeah, I think we can agree.
I mean, you know, I came out of Eurogamer last year with no pains, so...
Me neither.
You know, it's good. It's good.
Yeah, that was last year. I thought it was this year. Jeez.
No, last year.
Oh, my word.
So what's first on the news agenda then?
My interesting one. Now, this is a game I've not actually played, which is a kind of half ashamed to say, but Witcher 3 has been making a little headlines at the moment.
I don't know why.
Yeah, I think it might have been a show released on Netflix.
Netflix
show's been causing a lot of hype. A lot of people revisiting the older Witcher games after watching, or a lot of people have never played the games before and didn't realise it was a game, they've been going back to play the game, so yeah, I suppose it's quite good marketing, really.
Genius, yeah. And it broke 100,000 concurrent players over the holidays on one day. Playing Witcher, which is actually quite a good thing for a 5-year-old game. That's kind of impressive, actually.
Yeah, that's a bit insane, really.
Look, it's more players than Football Manager, which is a lot of people play Football Manager.
Well, yeah. Isn't it like the best-selling game on Steam at some point?
I'm pretty sure it was.
Yeah, people are going back to the original and streaming them through as well, Game on Scorpio, from 1 to 3. That's it. There seems to be a massive... I've only seen the first episode of The Witcher show, partially because I'm waiting to find out whether or not my wife wants to watch the rest of them with me. So it's a good show. I do find it funny that it makes people go back and play the video games. I mean, I'm pretty sure the Far Cry movie didn't make that same like effect. Scorpio has made a very good point. The show is based on the books, not the actual games.
It is true, yes.
But so it is giving visibility, I suppose. But how about yourself? Have either of you two gone back to The Witcher after watching the TV show?
I don't even want to play it, actually. I don't even want to. I know it sounds bad.
You're like, no, I don't want to play it. And just no.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, I do fancy it. I think I might try the Switch port of it, though.
Yeah.
Just see what that's like.
It's apparently very, very good. Yeah. I haven't yet. I've got it on my PlayStation. I haven't re-downloaded it yet. But, I mean, if you're out there listening and you're looking to get The Witcher 3... In particular, it's currently on sale on the PlayStation with all the DLCs as well.
Apparently on the Xbox Game Pass, not the PC one. It's on there as well, actually.
Yeah, that's it.
It's kind of cool. That's cheap. Man.
Well, yeah. I mean, especially it's $7.99 a month for the Xbox Game Pass. You know? Unless you... Or the Ultimate... Xbox Ultimate, where you get the Xbox Game Pass, the PC Game Pass, and Xbox Live... something like $15.99.
Pretty good, isn't it? Especially if you're playing all this game.
Well, yeah. Yeah, that's it. So, but yeah, that is big, big gaming news that's happened quite recently.
I think literally over the Christmas holidays that happened. That is the biggest. There was rumours, actually, this is slightly off, slightly kind of on subject for Red Dead. There's quite a heavy rumours flying around that it may be coming to the Switch.
Really?
Yeah, interesting. You know those guys like to do the data mining on releases and stuff like that. Somebody pulled a bunch of logs out. There's a lot of Switch stuff in there.
Yeah.
So we shall see.
Yeah, we'll see. Game on Scorpio in the chat has just said it's all exposure. Plus, Andre Sapkowski has recently made a new agreement going forward for new content. That's very true, yeah. So CD Projekt Red have also made an agreement for new Witcher content. So obviously Witcher 4 could be coming out, or maybe a more related to the books version of game. Yes, yeah, sorry, that's what I meant, Scorpio. I meant obviously CD Projekt and have made the agreement with Andre Sapkowski, who is the author of the books, if you didn't know that. Which, you know, it's big news. Like, it's all of a sudden just this built from everywhere. And obviously the Witcher games, they're not for everybody. Let's be honest about that.
Yeah.
Right,
next lot is another one that's for the consoles. No, I originally thought it was something other news, but basically the new Xbox.
Oh, the Xbox X. Series X, yes.
The fridge.
Yeah, the fridge. Yeah, the fridge. I don't know if you've seen the memes going around about that, Stu.
I've seen some funny ones, actually. I've seen some IKEA ones as well.
Yeah.
You know the thing is, it doesn't look out of place either. It looks like it goes really well in that kitchen.
That's very true, yeah. Do you know what? I saw the announcement. I haven't gone into it because obviously they haven't released the actual specs and everything, information like that. It's kind of just like a bit of a, this is what the games will look like, this is what the console looks like. There are obviously loads of rumors and everything like that going around about what it's going to have underneath the hood and things like that. But it is quite impressive. The graphics on it, they look good. Whether they look better than like my PC, for example, on a good game, I'm not sure.
Wouldn't have thought so.
Yeah, but I mean, what
I
are
also
they?
Don't, do I?
No, well, this is it. But one thing's for sure is the announcement of the Xbox Series X will definitely cause Sony to be announcing something. Which they have rumoured and they have teased that they're going to be announcing something during CES 2020, which is going on very soon.
Yeah, isn't that
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I'm not exactly sure of the dates, but it's definitely coming up very soon. So, you know, we might get a glimpse into what the PlayStation's going to be looking like as well, which is, you know, it could be good. Hopefully they avoid the pizza slice warmer type style of the dev kit.
See, yeah, that's weird. I can't even. What is that?
I'm not a fan.
Death Star.
Wow.
Yeah, it kind of looks like the base of a vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, yeah, actually, yeah. Do you know what? That's probably more accurate, actually.
I think there's going to be a long war up until release in Q4. I think it's going to be going backwards and forwards.
Well, yeah, definitely.
And I thought this new Xbox was going to be the Microsoft equivalent to a Steam Box, if that makes sense. So, it would be fully compatible with, like, keyboard and mouse, not just the little bits that are there now, you know? I thought that's why it might go. It might still do that, but it'd be cool if it did, especially with all this cosplay going on. It would make sense if it did that.
Well, yeah, that's the thing, isn't it? I mean, obviously, there is a lot of possibilities that Microsoft could do.
Phil Spencer, he seems to have got his head on straight. He seems to be just knighting gamers, which is just all everybody wants at the end of the day. You just want to play your mates, whatever platform they decide to choose, you know?
Well, yeah. Yeah, but I don't know. I probably won't be getting a Series X purely because I don't need it.
Yeah.
Really?
Beast of a rig.
Well, don't hate the player, hate the game. but other big news. I had something, John, I had something on my brain earlier. So annoying that it's disappeared.
Slow news, holiday season, I feel. I guess everybody was having holidays, I guess.
Well, I get all the emails through and things like that. And And it was a case. A load of the gaming studios closed down like a week and a half before Christmas.
Okay.
but they like to send you an email just to let you know that they're closing down. It's like, cheers, I'm still working.
And they're like, really rubbing in, but however.
Yeah.
We're not working.
But one thing's for sure, 2020 is going to be a big year for games. Yes, big news, Dan's laptop hasn't arrived. That's very true, Carl.
Wednesday, it is arriving.
Wednesday now, is it?
Yeah, Wednesday.
There we go. Scorpio's just brought out some big news. The NVIDIA 3000 series, apparently 50% faster than the 2000 series and less power consumption. I'll wait until I see the benchmarks, to be honest.
Between the first and the second series.
Yeah. Anybody remember the 2000 RTX series when they first got announced with RTX and Jay's Two Cents was doing Battlefield 5 testing, and he was getting something like 7 to 11 frames per second?
Because the game was an optimized.
You know?
I mean, that's better than what I get currently.
Well, currently you get 0 frames per second. But yeah, I mean, they're not going to be cheap, are they? Let's be honest.
I mean, no.
No, I mean,
you're looking at something that you want to play ultra 1080p. You're looking, it'd be a 370?
Silly Wenz has joined the chat with his PCMR.
There he is.
Do you know the other thing as well? Do you know what? After seeing my PC running on a 2080, I really can't see where they're going to go in terms of. Obviously, it's there so that you can have true 4K gaming and things like that. But on a personal level, and obviously we'll talk probably a bit more about it later on, I think the 1440p is the sweet spot for PC gaming. I think it's the perfect resolution to get the good balance between resolution and frames per second.
Yeah, but that's pricey.
Well, it is. But my 1070 could do it when I had that before. You know, I was running that at 1440, and it was still getting decent frames. You know, so, you know, it's... we'll just have to see what that comes to. Hi, Joe. Welcome home.
Everybody said hi, Joe. Welcome home.
Hi.
Here you go. You see a kind in the background, really, there.
Yeah. With the Skype blurring.
Skype blur, yeah.
Yeah, it comes in handy, the Skype blur. People can walk behind you and thing. Although, if anybody sees a face behind me, let me know, because it means someone's broken into the house.
I suppose, yeah, you're in the kitchen, aren't you? So.
Yeah. That's literally the front door.
Yeah.
I'm expecting someone to walk in and then slowly walk back with a piece of quiche.
With a piece of quiche. Oh, there's no quiche behind me. There's bottles of water. But yeah, any other big news? Do you know what? I think that's the big bits, I think.
Yeah. Unless you want to really get into mini, like, little side stuff, which may be related to a game that you like, that's not quite relevant.
Well... I think there's lots of things going on in and what have you, but...
They are the big ones. They're the ones making the main headlines.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. Don't worry. No one will steal your console. How you doing, Coral? Welcome in to the chat. So, if there's no other news, shall we move on?
Let's move on.
Let's do it.
Move on up when you're down. No, I'm not even going to get going. Let's talk about the reviews. Game reviews on the site. Obviously, as people may or may not know, we've been shut down over Christmas. We've just kind of woken back up, and it's been a bit slow because obviously my reliable news writer has not been at work, back at work until tomorrow. And obviously reviews, people haven't been doing reviews over Christmas because I like to make sure that the team get a bit of a break over Christmas. But as of tomorrow, the reviews will start to be ploughing out. So obviously, as you can see in the background, we've got the website just on a bit of a scroll and a what have you, just to allow you to see what's been going on in terms of news. But this week, what have we got coming up in theory, Stu? What have we got outstanding that people can expect to see?
Outstanding. Okay, so we got actually two ready for review. So I guess they are going to be sooner rather than later. Northgard on PS4.
Yeah. Okay.
Should be interesting because I played that a lot on PC, so I'd be interested to see when that comes out. And Black Sea DLC. I've never played Black Sea actually.
It's right. Okay. Let me line this up for you. It's European Truck Simulator DLC.
Okay. I thought you meant Black, because there's a game called Black Sea.
Yes. DLC that Kevin on the team was very, very excited to get his hands on. He's a very,
He likes his trucker games.
He does love it.
The thing is, I've heard some really good things about the truck simulators.
Yeah.
Loads of people have gone about saying how amazing they are, how relaxing they are.
Do you know what? They're massively addictive. I think it's the same with any simulator. Like I massively love Farming Simulator. Like I've got a little soft spot for farming sim games. And it's one of those games where you go into a game and you're like, well, this is going to be rubbish. I'm not going to enjoy this at all. And then like 3 hours later, you're plowing a field, you know. And it's just one of those things where you will literally just lose hours just driving around a field, plowing it, then putting in your seed as well, and then your fertilizer as well, you know. And it just becomes fun. It's just like you say, it's relaxing and fun. And I know that Kevin shared some pictures of the Black Sea DLC that he got, and they've got they use carbon monoxide monitors at certain checkpoints when you're going across borders to check to see if you've got any illegals in your trucks. And
that's brilliant.
Yeah, and at one point there was a dog outside of his outside of one of the trucks, like a sniffer dog kind of thing. Game on Scorpio, plowing a field, putting in your seed. What are we talking about again? I know. Not as good as the email that I got through the other day. If anyone's got children out there, can you just cover their ears for a second? I got an email come through for a demo on the Steam store for Wanking Simulator. Now,
sorry, Stu, what was that?
Wanking Simulator.
Sorry.
So, yes, you did catch it. No, it wasn't VR.
Imagine if it was VR. Oh,
the difference is, Carl, that's actually the name of the game.
I can't believe that.
Well, you can believe it because that's going to be your first digital content manager role.
That's my first game to go on YouTube, isn't it?
That is, yeah, to download the demo and to show the fans everything. Good game for Stu versus Stu. Oh, dear. Oh, man, that would be...
That could get messy.
It could be. I don't know if anyone's looked at it on Steam, but it looks ridiculous, honestly. It just looks... stupid. Sit down in the middle to play catch. that made me chuckle a little bit when that email came through.
It might have to be one of those ones. I might have to do it.
I think you should just because.
It's just because this is so mad of an idea.
Yeah.
I mean, looking at the screenshots, it kind of reminds me of Postal 2, was it?
Right,
okay.
I don't know if you guys have ever played them, but they're not family friendly whatsoever, but it kind of has that same dirty, grotesque look. And
just not good, is it, really? I assume it's a button basher. Do you know what? It's not. It's not actually. You know, looking from the trailer that's on Steam, it just looks wrong. I mean, it's one of those. I could actually load up the trailer in the background of the stream, just so people can have a look. But I'm not going to.
Just get kicked from Twitch.
Yeah, I mean, I do like having Twitch, having a Twitch channel. You know, it is quite nice. So. I'm going to avoid that if possible, you know.
I'll be good.
But as we were talking about, what are they called? sorry, I've lost my train of thought massively. Simulation games. And like Farming Sim and Euro Truck Sim and American Truck Sim, and there's so many sim games that it's just so many. But what if you guys had to pick a sim game, what would your favorite sim game be?
Does City Skylines count?
Does that count as a sim game? Bus sim. Carl, get out now.
Because it's a city builder, I guess, more than a sim.
See, game on Scorpio. Scorpio said no, it doesn't count. No.
Fair enough. I've not actually played any other bus or truck sim. I've never played one.
Right. Well, I think you should.
Maybe I should start with the one game.
Yeah, that might be this. You know, this might be a changing point in your life.
Maybe. It seems like a logical place to start.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if you're going to start somewhere, you may as well start there. Let's be honest.
It's a good place to start, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I think for me, Carl's hit the nail on the head. SimCity 2000. That was probably the first sim game that I played. And it was just, I put so many hours into that.
Isn't that just, that's the same as City Skylines though, isn't it, on the same level?
Yeah, very, very similar, yeah.
Isn't it a spiritual successor in a weird way, or is that my imagination?
I think you're just hoping it is.
It is, but yeah.
Are you sure you both wasn't separated at birth? Do you know what, we actually realised this quite a few times that this is actually the case. I've heard that the wanking sim is quite hard. Oh,
you went there.
I don't know. I've heard it gets a bit easier at the end.
Oh.
But do you know what? I think for my favourite, I think it's got to be Farming Sim.
Yeah. Is that the one you went to the farm to?
Yes.
Easter?
Yeah. Yeah. I went to the Farming Sim launch event.
Yeah.
It was so much fun. We got to play with sheep and pigs.
You can see sheep on a mountain by you.
Well, this is true, actually. I could have just
just come over.
Yeah, I could have just come to you.
But yeah, that's cool. The chat is gone.
Was that the chat's gone? That's it. I've played it and got in a sticky situation. That's it.
Yeah, other than that, we got stuff in progress. I kind of don't want to say stuff until they're like ready to go, you know?
Oh yeah, we don't want to let everybody know all of the secrets that we've got. I mean, we want to leave something to the imagination.
Exactly.
You know, but obviously coming up this year, throughout the year, we are going to focus a lot on digital content as well. So Stu is, once he's finished his Frankenstein review, he will be, yeah, that's it. You look scared over there.
I know.
He will be stepping back from the writing portion and becoming our digital content manager, which obviously is a lot more fancy than it sounds.
Yeah. but yeah. Really,
he's playing games and putting it on YouTube.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. But trying to be a bit more professional about it when I'm speaking in a nice tone.
That's it. Especially with your new mic.
I hope it all sounds right to everyone.
Easier said than done. Well, this is true.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
this is
that's
it.
True. I know.
But it is much easier to record a half-hour video than it is to write a review.
Yes, that's for sure. And I'm not very good at writing either. So.
Yeah, no comment.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's going to be half hour. You got to have like a first 30 minutes and stuff like that. Be careful, hype might come for him. This is true. Hype might come for you.
Oh no, not hype.
Yeah, what are you going to do if they do? Oh, you got, you know. Oof.
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, when they say come for him, are they going to like kill him? Or
well, this is it. This is it, isn't it? You know, they'll put a hit out on him.
Yeah, I suppose he needs to know what they're doing first.
Yeah.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
Let's see that end game.
Yeah, that's it. Just click. But yeah, so obviously throughout the year, we got tons of reviews coming your way. Literally
every week in a podcast, and we're telling what's coming out.
Yeah, we'll try to.
Remember.
I mean, you know, if it's a really rubbish game coming out, we might not tell you that one.
We might. I might say not to play it.
Well, this is true. Actually, this is true. Yeah. So. Yeah, so obviously going forward, this section of the podcast will have more content in it, really. But there's not really a massive amount to talk about, really.
No, not yet. It's new year, new things.
Yeah, new year, new me, and all that rubbish.
Jazz.
New year, same old me, should be. Whilst we're talking about New Year, have you guys got any New Year's resolution or goals for the year?
Never really set any, because they never last.
Yes. Yeah. They never last. You're like me. I don't set any because I'm rubbish. Not be fat. Yeah. Carl, you aren't anywhere near being fat, Carl. You're like a stick. You know? Although I am, one of my goals this year obviously is to grow Thumb Culture and what have you. But as of today, I am officially not on Twitter because Twitter is just
toxic,
massively toxic. I mean, especially with like Carl on there and what have you. But you know, that's another story. But another one, sorry, just a dry throat there, just a little gulp. Just unfollow all the streamer balance. Not as easy as that though.
It's not.
Another goal for myself though this year is I want to get back into running. So as of 1st of February, because I need to eat all of my chocolate and stuff from Christmas.
You have a thing yet?
No, I honestly, we have so much. No, we have so much.
We didn't have much this year.
I just got loads. So yeah, I'm going to start hitting the pavement. Yeah, start hitting the pavement. Get those legs moving and go from there. But how about yourself, Dan?
Yeah, I think for me, fitness is a big one.
Fitness what? Fitness, yeah. Chocolate cake into your mouth.
Yeah, chocolate cake, big packets of crisps, the usual. Maybe I'll be able to run a 10K by the end of the year.
Oof.
That way I can just run to your house.
This is true, actually. Yeah, could you imagine?
No, not over them hills.
Well, no.
I'd be okay running down the hill, but not back up.
But you'd roll down the hill, wouldn't you?
Yeah, maybe you can just give me a lift back. Be easier.
Yeah, I mean, if you can, you know.
Yeah, no, I swear. I can do this.
You know, I don't mind. I don't mind giving you a lift back. Carl has let us know that he's off to relieve himself. And we're allowed to insult him for 5 minutes. I mean, I didn't realise we needed an excuse to insult him.
No. It's very kind of him.
It is, but I mean, what's the fun if he's not there to listen to it?
Yeah, he'll load it back up when he's on the toilet, I can assure you.
He needs to subscribe to the podcast on Spotify or iTunes. Yeah, where else are we at? Deezer?
where else are we at? I mean, literally I think we're on everything.
We're on Google. Where else do we put?
I'm pretty sure you've put us on Tinder.
Hey, why not? Yeah. Let's spread the word. But yeah, literally wherever you get your podcast, you should get it. Oh, we got an RSS feed, so you just pop it on.
This is true. So if you are listening to this and you've caught just the end and you want to listen back, it will get put onto all of those podcasting apps and stuff over the next couple of days, I would imagine. Yes. I need to obviously, you know, we'll get the audio stripped out and what have you, and we'll go from there. But I think it's time. It's time. I did have a sound effect downloaded for that, by the way. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble. Like that. How was that? Was that all right?
Yeah, I think it's pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good, pretty good.
Pretty good.
All right. I mean, obviously, I can do better.
I mean, I'd be happy for a rerun if you want to try again.
No, it's fine. Terrible. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh.
I'm upset now.
It's nice.
I'm sorry.
Right, anyway, yes, sorry. Feature of the week. The hot topic. Every time. It comes up everywhere. Whatever game is circulating. Console versus PC. PC versus console. Yeah. What are your thoughts? Well, I know, Stu, you are still a console player.
Well, yeah.
You're a gamer, I would say.
I am a gamer. I'm a true gamer.
Yeah, like you're you everywhere. You're on everything.
I am what they class as a true gamer, ladies and gentlemen.
All about gaming.
You know, that really frustrates me on Facebook. And you go into these groups and people post things like, oh, if you don't play on Clash of Clans, you're not a real gamer. And you're like, really? Really? Yeah. Yeah, just go. Just show yourself to the door. But console versus PC, do you know, it's a really difficult thing for me to side on one side or the other.
It's getting a bit more blurrier these days, if you know what I mean. There's no more, it's like, I'm talking like 10 years ago, there was quite defined lines between.
Yeah.
But especially we just talk about the Xbox X, you know, some of the rumors seem to have almost my same processor in my current PC. You
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
So they're slowly getting blurred. And I've seen some extreme cases in the PCM, that's PC Master Race. Some people are just bonkers. Like, even I'm like, what? How are you surviving? You know? But then it happens to console too. And they have equally the same expression, don't they? Some people. Do you think it's still an old school mindset?
I think the problem with the PCMR stuff is that PCMR people that are very elitist, they don't see a reason for consoles, which is fine. But not everybody can afford to build a £2,000 rig. To be a true member of the PCMR.
Yeah.
Consoles are a nice, easy way to get into gaming, especially when it comes to convenience gaming. Obviously, at the moment, I'm sat on a desk in my house with two monitors, my PC next to me, desk, mouse, keyboard, you know, MIDI connector, microphone, webcam. All of this kind of stuff just to be able to do a podcast. Now, granted, I don't need all of that to play games. You know, to play games, I just need a good monitor and things like that. And it's difficult because for a console, you can buy a console for £200, plug it into your current TV that you already own, and you're away.
Yeah. Yeah.
Obviously, you'll get the whole argument of, yeah, but you've got to pay 40, 50 quid a year to get online on the console when you don't have to do that on the PC. And it's like, yeah, but at the same time, you have probably spent 5-6 times the amount of what the console would have cost. So I get that argument. You know, convenience is key. Some people just want to play on a console. And when you bring Switch into the matter, you don't even have to...
Switch is
have to have a monitor.
Like, I can't even cut class as a console. It's almost like an accessory to your current setup, whatever it may be, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
it's like, yeah, it can be a console, but it's like it's not the same as well at the same time. So like, I have a Switch. You both have a Switch as well, and you both got console. You both got PC, so it kind of all fits in there nice, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's it.
I mean, I don't think a Switch would, or especially for me, I don't feel like I could have a Switch as a main gaming console. I think as good as they are, I think they're good at what they do. I don't think they could be expanded to cover everything. And that's the thing I like about PCs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Game on Scorpio in the chat has just said, plus certain exclusive games. Now, obviously, yeah. Xbox and PlayStation, generally that whoever wins the console war is because they've got better exclusives.
Yeah,
that's generally the way.
And this is where, I mean, me, I'm exclusive to PC. This is why I don't even see the exclusives, like Red Dead Redemption we talked about earlier. It's the first time I played it, but it's the second, no, third one, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, you've seen the other two.
Yeah.
So that sucks. But I didn't look at the other things because I like my PC, you know? Like, and that's because I can't use a control pad very well. Because I've mainly been playing PC since 1996. So now it just seems to be like, well, I know what I'm doing. So I keep on doing what I'm doing as well, you know?
Yeah. There you go. Game on Scorpio again has just pointed out The Last of Us. An amazing game, but because you are a PC gamer, it is a game that you will forever miss out on.
So unless Sony brings it to PC, but it won't.
It's made by Naughty Dog, who are a Sony-owned thing. There we go. There's another one, Spider-Man. These games you will just miss out on.
Yeah.
And to be fair, Last of Us is not a game. You don't want to miss out on that game.
No,
so good.
Yeah, I mean, I would borrow a PlayStation just to play through The Last of Us.
I think I'd buy one.
Well, buy one.
I think it's one of those games that when I sat down and started playing it, I was like, "This is just so enjoyable." Yeah. I've not had that experience with a game in a long time.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and it is difficult. I mean, there isn't a lot of PC exclusive games these days. They're generally maybe timed exclusives.
Yeah, I mean, most of the time it's exclusive to one or the other platform on console, and they tend to be some of them at the same time as PC these days.
Yeah.
Because I guess, especially with the Xbox One and PS4, their x86 architecture, which is just basically a copy-paste settings over, you know, so I guess it's easier than previous generations for that. So you might see it more often. It's at the same time as something else, but not necessarily. Like I said, you know, Sony certainly won't be bringing any to PC on their own. That's for sure.
Well, that's it. You know, but then on the other side of the coin, since I've been on my PC a lot more, I have found myself, whenever I've wanted to play a game, gravitating to the PC. Like with Modern Warfare, you know, my friends have got it on PlayStation and I've got it on PC.
That's where the lines are getting a bit more blurry now, where there may not be a versus, because it's cross-play, which is lovely. Cross-platform, I should say, which is great. You know, it doesn't matter if you prefer Xbox controller or keyboard and mouse or PlayStation 4 controller. You just go, here, add your friends. Rock and roll, which is nice, you know, it's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, everyone can go off to their platform of choice and still play with the friends, even if, you know, you've got an Xbox or a PC or PS4.
Yeah. That's nice. And that's where gaming is definitely heading towards. And obviously, with the new consoles that are coming out, you know, you don't know how they're going to sit in the whole infrastructure of gaming. It might be a case that they function fantastically well, and what have you, and it's a joy to behold the new gaming world that they bring to everybody. But at the same time, are they getting too close to PCs?
Yeah, they're almost at this point, maybe even this next gen, close to out of a box PC, or even quote-unquote a gaming laptop, so to speak, you know what I mean?
Like,
because you've already got it ready to go more than you build yourself. It's just ready to go. So I guess maybe that's going to be defining next. Oh, do you build yourself or do you just play out the box? Maybe that'll be the next discussion the next 10 years, you know?
But is that a bad thing? No, I don't think it's a bad thing as such, Scorpio. I think the more that they move towards that kind of thing is potentially the better, but I think there will always be a stopping point in terms of Sony aren't going to let their PlayStation name get too close to something that Microsoft already does very well in terms of Windows PCs and things like that. I think if they move too far towards the PC style, then that will drive prices up. I mean, there's already rumors that the new PlayStation and Xbox are going to be around £500, which is agonizingly close to sort of an entry level gaming PC.
Yeah. And off a shelf one at that.
Yeah, you know, so it's
a bit cheaper, but yeah.
It's that difficulty where it wouldn't surprise me if consoles become modular, the base version, and then you can upgrade parts. Yeah, but that was rumors what the new PlayStation was going to become.
And the Xbox as well, wasn't it?
Yeah. So I agree with you. That, to me, would make much more sense, is keeping the convenience of a console, but having certain things upgradable as such. Yeah. You can build a solid game stream PC for £600 or so. Well, that's my point. That's my point, silly. You can, my old PC cost me about £650 to build and what have you, with parts and everything like that. And obviously that's how much it would have cost, kind of thing. So it is difficult. You don't want to get too close to that entry point, because then you're going to start having the whole
people
argument
to PC.
exactly. And bada bada boom, Nathan has just joined the chat and he's put, very true, except the prices are coming down for PC components compared to 10 years ago. So it's a matter of time before the PS Xbox will be an affordable high-end PC. This is true, the prices do come down, but obviously the problem with PC hardware is it's all of a sudden had a massive kick up the backside where, like, AMD are releasing new Ryzen series chipsets.
AMD, did you see, actually got the leading CPU in the first time in 12 years, is it?
Well, that's it. But even with, like, Nvidia with graphics and things like that, there's, the prices are coming down for, like, the older, maybe, like, one generation lower stuff. Whereas then a new piece of hardware will get released and the prices just zoom straight back up. It's crazy. But, you know, we'll see. I mean, hopefully we'll get to find out prices of the Xbox and the PS5 and things like that. I'd rather have a £500 Xbox which runs games than a £500 PC which doesn't run things very well. I think the problem is, though, Carl, is that the £500 Xbox, you would probably find the same PC would run things just as well, if not slightly better, with better frames. I mean... I think the Xbox is aiming for 4K gaming at 60 frames per second. I think that's kind
for 500
of or is it 8K? It might be 8K. I don't know. But then you've got the whole cost of having an 8K TV. It just spirals out of control and what have you. There's so much.
I have been noticing more, certainly in the last few years, a lot of PC games are almost quote unquote console prices these days. I mean, you go on Steam now, Red Dead 2, it's $54.99.
Yeah, that is...
That's too much for a PC game. I understand, especially with the consoles, you've got discs, so you can trade in, you've got a little bit more thing with that. PC, once you buy it, you got it. So that's why, I mean, you know what I'm like. I try not to spend no more than £30 on a game, but they're all coming out at the £50 mark. Which is pricing me out of it, you know, a little bit.
That is the problem, though, isn't it?
Yeah. I think that's because a lot more people now are moving on to PC. I mean, I've been console for a long, long time, and it's basically been for convenience, knowing that I could go to the shop, I can pick up any game, I can take it back home and it'll play. Whereas now, obviously, with a laptop, it's, will it play that next release?
Yeah.
I mean, I know I've talked to Stu that me and one of my buddies, we both got identical setups, and I had different issues to him. And it's like, how are we both having different issues playing the game? Yes, but then I kind of enjoy that. I think that's the PC builder, computer program inside me. I like diagnostic, trying to play a game sometimes. I'm quite niche on that one, don't get me wrong, but sometimes I like a challenge.
I think that's the other thing as well. It's like, for someone who's not techie, they can go and buy a console. More.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, you are right as well, Game and Scorpio. They do drop a bit fast. I mean, I picked up Red Dead in the end for £23. via Rockstar. But I think a lot more people are coming over from console and pushing up those prices because people expect to pay those prices.
So let's catch it back up on the chat. I'd be surprised if you could build a stable PC which runs cool and doesn't have it overheating problems for under 500. That's a fair point. But yeah, as Silly said, below 600 is roughly about the sweet spot for building a decent PC.
I think so too. Especially, you can get my processor, which is the Ryzen 2600X, for £111.
Yeah.
That's 12 cores in there.
That's it.
Great little that's cheap. On that kind of side,
it's 12 threads, isn't it? 6-core, 12 threads.
Yeah, sorry, 6 cores, 12 threads, sorry.
Just before we get sued by AMD.
Sorry, my bad. My mistake.
I was going to say, you ain't got more cores than me, sonny boy.
No, I haven't got a thread dripper.
Neither have I. I've just got a 2700. PS and Xbox will always be the affordable go-to for now. And that's it. And obviously, like Silly's then just said, the 2600 has come in and the NVIDIA 1660 and the new Super Series of graphics cards as well. Is a affordable option. But that NVIDIA 1660 is actually a cracking card.
Yeah, they're actually quite good, actually.
I've seen some really good reviews on them. I saw one the other day where they was comparing the 1660 with the 2070.
Okay.
And the 2070 still comes out on top.
Obviously.
But it seems that the prices of the 2070 setups have come down in price.
Yeah.
So, say you've got a 1660 setup for about 700, you can get a 2070 for maybe 800. So there's not that much in it.
Yeah.
I'm running a 1070 at the moment, which it's still fine. I'm only playing on 1080p, I'm doing about 100 frames a second between high and ultra.
Yeah.
But some games I have been playing, I'm like, oh dear, I'm going to have to knock the settings down on some of these. He's like,
oh, welcome to my world.
Yeah. Oh yeah, welcome to Dan's world, playing Hunt Showdown at 60 frames per second, just on a gaming laptop.
I start Minecraft up, and I'm having to put it on extra low. It's that bad.
Wow.
Well, hopefully not.
Yeah. And
hasn't that got a 1600 in, 1650 in, or something like that in that laptop?
It's 1050 Ti.
Yeah, 1050. I mean, it's not the best graphics card in the world, but it should handle pretty much most stuff.
Yeah, agreed.
But yeah, I mean, I think the whole console versus PC debate is one that will forever go on and on and on.
Yeah, it will.
And
like I said, even though it's getting even more blurred, it's still going to be there. And it's almost at this point, choose your weapon. Which weapon would you prefer? You know, do you want a keyboard? In fact, even on a PC, you don't have to use a keyboard much. Use a controller as well.
Well, you see it on Modern Warfare, actually. When you join a lobby on Modern Warfare, it tells you what the people are using, whether they're using keyboard or mouse or controller. And you would be surprised at the number of people that use a controller on the PC. Silly Wens just said the sweet thing about the 1660 is the new encoder, so it's cracking value for a £600 streaming PC.
Yeah, it's called the new encoder, but yeah.
Yeah, the new NVENC encoder. It's not necessarily the encoder, it's the chip on the graphics card. It's got a dedicated streaming chip, or encoding chip, should I say. And obviously all the RTX...
Your GPU usage then, so you can still play games pretty well.
Yeah. Well, it's separate from that, so you don't have to worry about what your graphics card is doing and things like that. And it's really good. It is a really good card. But yeah, like I say, I think the console versus PC debate, should we call it, rather than argument...
It
will forever go on, and the PCMR community will always ridicule and poo-poo over consoles.
There's some funny stuff. If you've ever been on the PCR subreddit, I don't. Don't. Oh, there's some. Even I'm like, right, okay, look. I'm a little pro PC, but Jesus. Guys, calm it down a bit. You know, like, come on now. Oh, yeah. You normally locked, have you? You know,
Like, do you know what the thing about it, the thing about the PC community as well is whenever I'm on like a number of community Facebook groups and all this to do with PCMR, and when someone comes in and they're like, oh, I want advice on upgrades and things like that, you the number of people that come in, they're like, oh, you've got to buy like an i9 9900K and all this and all that, and like top range processor. The guy's like, seriously, I'm only doing this. Oh, Profit Roll is coming in with a raid with a party of seven. Welcome in Profit from Profits. Profit has returned. My moderator has come in. But dude, thank you very much. And the old style alerts are back in force. How's it going? It's good. We are
Henry Cavill then.
It is. We are slowly calming down the podcast, and then I believe Stu and Dan will probably be off, and I shall be heading on to some Modern Warfare, I think.
Here it is, Modern Warfare.
Jillowin, when did I move over here? Well, I originally was on Twitch, then we moved to DLive for a little while, and then we've come back to Twitch for this year. And unfortunately, the Unicorn commands don't work in chat anymore because that bot was closed down due to... due to money issues, I think. Yeah, the old bot couldn't be maintained by the moderators and stuff, and what have you. But what I can do for you, Profit, because you are a legend, I can God, do this.
God of Mods. Oh.
I can do this. This for you. And the unicorns are playing. There you go. That's what you get. But yeah, I can't remember what we were talking about before Profit came in terms of PC and console and things like that. Is the people on the Facebook communities, they go mad. And if somebody's playing Minecraft and that's all they're going to play, they'll be like, yeah, you've got to buy a 2080 Ti, you know, and buy two of them and then SLI them. You know, and you got to have 32 gigabytes of 3200 megahertz G skill R RAM, and
G skill,
and then you've got to water cool your PC with liquid nitrogen and all this, and you
don't
just like,
the RGB.
Well, I don't.
Oh,
because
no.
that improves performance by at least 1,000.
I want no RGB.
And.
Elite.
And it's just it. Vodka is better for cooling. This is true. But yeah, I mean, I try and be a bit realistic, and people are always asking for advice on these kind of groups. And it's like, look, if you're looking for a decent graphics card and all you're going to do is this, like somebody was like, do I upgrade now and get a cheaper graphics card or upgrade later and get a better graphics card? And it's just like, just do what's best for you. If you want to get involved in PCs now, you know, just get what you can afford.
That's the thing. Even when I'm upgrading, I'm always like, all right, I can do this now. It's like, look, you just do it, because every time the price changes, it goes up, it goes down, something else is new. You just take the bite at the point and then go from there, basically.
Yeah, that's it. There you go. Exactly. Nathan's just summed it up. It depends what you're using it for and what you're wanting to get out of it.
Bada.
You know, I wanted to future-proof my PC for a good 3-4 at least years, as well as using it to encode videos and things like that. So that's why my setup is as it was. Lovely Profit. Lovely. Very lovely.
I mean, we know why you do Profit, but...
yeah. But yeah, I mean, that's where I stand on the whole argument with it all, really.
I like having a little bants, you know, a little cheeky, but... Look, at the end of the day, if everybody can play together, that's the main thing, right? Like, that is literally the main thing. Regardless of what you want, let's all play together.
That's it. We all want to play together, you know, and what have you. Welcome back to streaming. Profit, thank you very much, my dude. It's good to be back. But, guys, I think we've run over. We're coming up to 1 hour and 5 minutes.
Pushing the boat.
We are pushing the boat out. It's like I'm a fanboy, so to speak, of when someone wants help, I help get best value for the money. Yeah, you want to get them the best value for money. And that's the thing. It is trying to get them best value for money, really. And that is the main thing. But yes, as Carl said, the podcast is coming to an end, so I am going to stop the stream, but it will be started pretty much back up straight away. And we're going to play some Modern Warfare.
After this, we're going to be going, like I said, for new people who have joined, we're on Spotify, iTunes. I love saying this.
You do. You're mad for it.
Also is on thumbculture.com. You can get hits on it. We're everywhere this podcast is. Spreading the love. So whatever your preferred podcast listener app is, we're there. Wasn't that good? Yes, Spotify, Prophet. We're on Spotify.
We are.
Why aren't you following us? Hang on.
Where have you been living? I mean, check out our pinned tweet on the Thumb Culture Twitter. The Christmas special is on there as well.
Yeah, Christmas special's there, and we're going to try and do this as a weekly thing, hopefully.
Yeah, we're not putting any kind of strict kind of stuff in. We are just going to do it as and when we can. So hopefully what this one will get exported onto Spotify and things like that. Hopefully it will all be there by Wednesday. I think the plan is do it live on a Sunday, try and get it on all of the podcasting things by a Wednesday. Because obviously we've all got lives, and Stu is the podcast master.
I am too.
Well, this
trying to learn those Jedi tricks on podcasting.
Well, you've got to, haven't you?
Exactly.
but yeah, guys, thank you for Stu and Dan for joining us tonight. It's a shame we couldn't get Dan on the camera as well. But
maybe next time.
Yeah, maybe next time. If you want to sign up to come and join the podcast and chat with us, there is a link on our Twitter somewhere. Just keep your eyes out on our Twitter because it will get pushed. Can't see you on Spotify. Well,
you're looking not hard enough.
I was going to say, you're obviously not looking right, are you?
Come on, Prophet.
You have spelled the name right, Stu, haven't you, on Spotify?
Yes. I mean, there's 7 people subscribed to us. So there we go. You got it.
You know?
Should have had that link ready, really, shouldn't I? Sorry, my bad.
Yeah, it's all right. Well, you know, it's one of them. But yeah, guys.
We're learning.
This is it. Stu, Dan, thank you very much for joining us for this evening.
And, thank you.
Guys, thank you very much for watching and listening if you're out there. Like I say, I'll still be carrying on the stream. Okay, Carl. I'll still be carrying on the stream. We use TeamSpeak.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a blast of the past.
Yeah, that's it. We will be carrying on the stream. Hopefully it all performs how it should do, and it performs fine, and there's no significant lag or issues and things like that. So we will see. I'll have to set up push the talk as well on TeamSpeak so that Carl doesn't have to listen to my voice all the time.
I think he loves that anyway.
Oh, he does, but you know, I don't know. Just you buggers didn't use an underscore. You don't have to, do you?
Space.
You don't have to use an underscore on Spotify.
No.
I mean, it's not thumb underscore culture. That's not the name of the thing. It's just thumb culture. But, you know. But anyway, I'm going to let you two go because I don't want you all to get in trouble. And guys, once again, thank you very much.
Your
thumb culture as well.
Thank you.
This is true. And we'll chat to you again soon. And chat, stay there. I will be right back.